So a lot of this stuff, like I said, I'm not going to tell you anything that you don't already know. It's just, I think maybe some people are in denial, but Shroud did not succeed financially. So I'm mentioning this not because I'm trying to put down Shroud or scare people off or anything. I mention it because that's this whole thing behind the Seed Invest was invest in it. And if we do well financially, then everything is groovy and people get paid out. I don't know the details on it. Neither Richard nor Star nor myself were involved in the Seed Invest stuff. That was the person who did that. I won't name him, but people could probably figure out who he is if they care. But it was him, and we actually had a CFO briefly. And him and the CFO ran the Seed Invest. That's actually, I think, why we got a CFO for a little while, is just so he could manage the Seed Invest stuff. That made the project less profitable than it should have been. When we came out, there's always a lot of these like waves of stuff that happens as people see somebody do something and other people try. Well, we kind of got caught in one of those waves with doing a Kickstarter. For reasons can't go into too much, but the Portalarium company was not doing great. It was supposed to have a successful Facebook game that was going to pay for Shroud. That didn't happen due to how some of the stuff was like investment junk was started, and the company was started. There was no way equitable way for Richard to try to help the company financially, personally, and that's also a lot to ask. And so basically we did Kickstarter, and that kind of crippled the project in a lot of ways. Now, the thing that I will say is we talk about like I'm sitting here, but it's made a lot of people happy and it's built a nice community, which is really the important thing we're going for. I mention all that as, people upset about the Seed Invest stuff, just making it clear like that's supposed to be if the company does well, you guys do well. Obviously, Portalarium did not do well. Let's see. So again, this is another one of those things I just want to clear up. And again, there's going to be, there's people out there who will cheer for the failure of anything. But there are a lot of like crazy rumors around like Richard, things went bad because Richard stole money from the company or was taking like, lining his pockets, go to space or whatever nonsense. But I mean, people are always going to say that. The exact opposite is true. I guarantee the amount of money Richard put into the project greatly exceeded the amount he took out. For the last longest time, we're all people that I trust immensely, but because they're people of great character. So I'm mentioning that because of those six people, you know how many NDAs I signed any of those people to? Zero. If those six people were on the team, they've seen everything that's gone on. They've heard everything. They even have access to seeing what our revenue is. If those people are not out there telling you guys, if they're sticking with and continuing to help out, there's not anything shaky going on here. Just want to point that out as, I think having people from the outside on the inside and see that, yes, we're actually being super duper crazy honest with you guys all the time, whenever we can, entirely too much. Is kind of the point there. Again, no NDAs. Those guys are around here somewhere and can confirm all that stuff. So that's another thing. So there's not any like fishy business or crazy stuff. I'm sure the forums. I have not read the massively OP article. I actually had a beef with Bree a while back, which I just basically won't go to her site and read it. And there's the last couple times I sent her emails trying to clarify or fix something, it turned into out of context snippets and even more negativity. So I just don't go there anymore. So I know that there's a story up there. I don't know what it says. But anyways, there's people on the team. Hold on. I'm going through my list. And again, this is one of those things I've got to be super careful in what I say, because it's all like wrapped up in multiple agreements that I've signed that's part of Shroud. Okay. One of the things pretty sure I can tell you, because I think Richard has said this at some point, which is this was not a Portalarium went to the end and then handed the company to me. The Portalarium went to the end, basically where it could go no further under, just due to the financial load of having a big company, and the employment company we had was problematic, and there's just a bunch of problems. Keeping Shroud running without any interruptions is actually the best thing for the investors. So we never took Shroud down, even though Portalarium basically died, they shopped. This was, and I was not the first place that this ended up is coming straight to me and me making the highest offer. The actually a third party got involved. They tried to find someone to buy Shroud. Again, just on the behalf of the investors, trying to look out for the investors. Did an insane amount of due diligence. In the end, there was nobody that made sense, except I stepped forward and tried to take over Shroud. I think it's just spam. Not someone calling me and telling me to shut up. But yeah, so that's kind of where things went, is when things got to the end there, keeping the game running was in the best interest of the investors. Looking around, trying to find someone, a third party taking doing that, best interest in the investors. In the end, the thing that was in, we believe, in the best interest of investors was selling the game to me with some agreements for payback should I be able to get the company going up. That's where things are. There is a company, so I can say in terms of the seed invest stuff, I've done the part that I'm contractually obligated to do, which is my company files reports with them, quarterly reports. That's the part I was supposed to do. So I don't know why, what's going on with the seed invest side of things that the other group has not replied. I think they've not replied because, again, they moved Portalarium to be a dormant or a dead entity, or I'm not sure what the deal is with them. I mean, you guys can look up online and find the same stuff I have. But I have filed with them, and again, just have not been able to get upward movement. Now, some of this is again taking some gambles and trying to make the game better has been my focus. That hasn't been any secret that my focus has been 100% on trying to make the game better. The goal was to keep the community going, to keep the game going. We have done that. I have tried to make the game make money in terms of doing the best for the investors. Some of it's taking gambling. You know, some gambles, like I said, turning down like cost of everything in hopes of getting more players in the game, which of course in the short term lowers our revenue, but if we can get more players in the game, that'll raise our revenue long term. Some of those sort of paid off, maybe paid off. It's hard to say, it's too many variables involved, but I've definitely tried to get revenue improved again for the investors. But I don't know what's up with the seed invest guys. They've contacted the people who are supposed that I send the reports to, and I guess they just didn't respond for some amount of time, and they sent out a letter. Nothing's really changed in years, though. I'm still under contract to continue, if I can get the game to make some money, to pay them, which is supposed to be paid at some point back to some investors. I will let you guys know if I get to that bar, trust me. Also, another thing in terms of like going forward, I don't think I have. So again, that the goal was to keep the game around. You guys know I'm a long-term MMO player, Ultima Online, EverQuest, even quite a bit, a few thousand hours of WoW and Asheron's Call and Asheron's Call 2 and Guild Wars and all the other stuff. I've been fortunate in those games I picked where they stayed up, but there's so many games that come up now and go down. Nothing sucks worse than that. You get together, you build a community, you have friends in game. I didn't want that to happen. That actually happened to a previous MMO I worked on, Tabula Rasa, which was, you know, it was a good game. It came out probably a little rushed. For whatever reason, it just didn't grab people. It had a lot of people who were passionate about it, but not enough to make the... There's not much else I can say. Again, there is a law group, legal group that has been handed out anytime this stuff has come in that we've forwarded people to them. I know they have not been responsive. Maybe people will get response now. I don't know. And they're not crooks or anything. I think they just, you know, they see it as this is now a dormant company and didn't see the need to reply. If by some miracle, which I hope to have some miracles here soon, things do turn around and revenue does go up and we do get more players in, then as far as I know, there's no reason that still can't happen. So a lot of it's just me trying to explain the reality of some of this stuff, which is the game failed financially. It did not fail as a community, and it did not fail as, you know, being fun. So, again, seed invest, unless we can turn things around financially, then there's probably not going to be anything there for it. Again, no one on the team really profited from it. Even when we got the seed invest stuff, all that did was pay for salaries on the team, trying to make a better game. So it did not go in anybody's pocket. I think we were all on reduced salaries at that point anyway, so...